ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
WA Now, and West Australian authorities say there is no broad threat to the community after police shot dead a 16-year-old boy who they believed had been radicalised online. The teenager stabbed a man outside a Bunnings store in Perth's southern suburbs on Saturday night and then lunged at officers with a knife before he was shot. Police chose not to declare it a terrorist incident, saying the boy had complex mental health history and that they don't believe he acted with anyone else. For more, we're joined by WA Police Minister Paul Paplia. Minister, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm interested in this decision not to declare this a terrorist incident. What was some of the thinking around that and some of the complexity that police were trying to deal with in understanding what on earth had happened?
That's not complete yet. It will probably be called a terrorist incident at some point. It's just that there was no urgency to call it a terrorist incident. That that call essentially brings into play access to support from other agencies, like federal agencies, and that's why in New South Wales recently there was a degree of urgency about that. There was an online video. There was suggestion or knowledge of other players involved, and so there was an urgency in accessing federal support and prosecuting the case. In this situation, there's no urgency. The police are confident this 16-year-old acted alone, and there was no other people involved.
What do we know at this stage about the possible motivations for this incident?
It's got all the hallmarks of a terrorist incident, ideologically motivated or, you know, belief motivated action. That's undeniable and will, you know, in all likelihood be called a terrorist incident at some point.
What do we know about the events or the events leading up to this incident and also the potential for radicalisation in the lead up to this incident?
Well, he's been involved in a countering violent extremism program for 2 years, since he was 14, when authorities became aware of him having radical or extreme views that put him in danger of harming others, and he's been participating in that program. It's a program that's run in every jurisdiction. It's been going since 2015 in Western Australia, but it's under the auspices of the Australian New Zealand Counterterrorism Committee. Brings together a range of measures to focus on an individual and try and change their beliefs and get them back on a good pathway. But as is the case with this individual, it applies to people who haven't necessarily broken the law. So they're not people who have committed a criminal offence. There's no alternative measures like locking them up. We can't lock people up just for holding a belief. And that is the case with this individual. He didn't do anything until this act, sadly.
Why was he referred? And are these kind of referrals compulsory if someone is identified that they have to go to these programs?
No, it's voluntary participation. And I can't tell you exactly how he came to knowledge of police, but it's possible that he was reported by people or his family even, or their monitoring of things like social media and other communications may have resulted in him coming to the attention of police, but it's voluntary.
Will there be a review of that program, given that this young person who was a participant has gone on to carry out this alleged attack?
The program's constantly assessed by police and other authorities to try and make it as effective as possible. But there's no guarantee with this. There is no program that as an alternative to this that is 100% guaranteed to change someone's belief once they become obsessed by a view of this type. That's the sad thing about these situations, and it's a tough gig. There is no solution as an alternative that people can take unless they commit an offence that you can then prosecute and you know, apply the law over. It's just someone holding a view, and it's tough to change people's views.
What sort of role have members of the Muslim community played? I understand that they had been making contact with WA police, expressing concerns about this boy's behaviour.
Those sorts of comments from the police commissioner were in respect of the actual incident on Saturday night. He passed messages to people, and a number of recipients of those messages contacted the police to express their concerns. It was all at the time of the incident, really. It did assist because it provided confirmation very rapidly of who he was. But I understand that when this incident occurred, he made a phone call to 000. There was then, within minutes, another phone call to 000 from people witnessing an individual running around with a knife trying to stab people. 3 minutes later, the police arrived at that site. It was all a very tight time frame.
From a policing and a government perspective, and this is a challenge that other states are dealing with as well, how difficult is this issue of knife crime, given that it's not even something that people have to purchase? It's an item that's often in the home. It can be easily hidden away in clothing. How challenging is it to try and deal with knife crime?
Well, you're conflating two things there. This is a terrorist, in all likelihood, would be declared a terrorist incident. And yes, he used a knife. But the knife crime around the country is concerning. We're finalising a response in Western Australia, and we'll be delivering that shortly. And that similar efforts are being taken around the country. But in this case, the incident is related to him being radicalised, and then choosing in isolation from other people to take action, and that's a real challenge. That's a significant thing that we've been confronting for more than a decade now in Australia, and it's not going away. It's just a tough challenge.
How many people are in these de-radicalisation programs in WA at the moment, Minister?
So there's 9 here in Western Australia right now, 5 juveniles and 4 adults. There's around 141 around the country.
Minister, thank you very much for your time.
It changes, Sally.
Apology, go ahead.
No, it does change. So understand, since it's been going since 2015 in Western Australia. Over that time, there's been 14 in total, including these 9. So people do go off. There are successes with this. It's just a challenging situation.
Minister, thank you again.
No worries. Thank you.
That's WA Police Minister Paul Paplia joining us there from the West.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.